Well, joining us now is our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. David, an announcement expected from the European Central Bank this lunchtime on interest rates. Has the decision been made?
It has indeed. So they've decided to cut rates by 0.25%. So basically, we think that this is in anticipation of falling inflation rates and also a weaker economy across the Eurozone. So immediately, the effect will be felt by tracker mortgage customers. So for them, it will result in a €13 saving for every €100,000 borrowed.
Tens of thousands of homeowners, as you say, those with tracker mortgages, they'll benefit almost immediately. But what about the others?
Well, for the others, I think that so far they haven't seen much benefit with the standard variable rates. They didn't go up quite as much as the European Central Bank interest rates did. And then if you're on a fixed rate, well, you're fixed for that period. So at the moment, 66% of mortgages are fixed, about 18% are on tracker, and 16% are standard variable. But I think this is the third interest rate cut we've seen this year. We may possibly see a fourth in December. And I think that downward trajectory of rates will over time have an effect on standard variable, and then the fixed rates which will be offered in the market will actually change as well. But I think this is part of now a policy we'll see whereby it's now time for the European Central Bank to cut rates. The difficulty they face is that with inflation falling and with the a weaker environment in Europe economically, really they can't have rates at these levels.
Talk to us about that mooted December cut. Under what circumstances is that likely to be made?
So I think if they continue to see inflation falling and if the information regarding economies across the Eurozone continues to indicate there's going to be weaker activity, they would do so. On the flip side, there are a few things they need to watch out for. Firstly, the kind of geopolitical risk associated with a US election, what's happening in the Middle East, and oil prices. So anything that changes things in relation to that, that could feed through to higher energy prices and then feed through to inflation, they'll be really, really cautious about that.
We were saying, obviously, that this is good news for people with mortgages, but it's not so good for those with savings. And people will remember when the interest rates were going up and up and up over a couple of years, that some of the banks were very, very slow to pass that on.
That's right. So I think with savers, and we've got to remember that the savings rate has gone up quite considerably in Ireland over recent years. Over time, we will see savings rates begin to decline as the rates for borrowers decline as well. That's a critical issue for banks, but I think for savers, they're going to have to carefully shop around. But for many people, the savings rates that are on offer in banks aren't that great in Ireland, and they do need to look around at some of the other offers that are there in terms of online offers. But and certainly, people are getting hardly anything if they're leaving their money in their current account.
David, thank you for that. That was our economics correspondent, David Murphy.